I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Dramatic music for the big quiz. Gordon DL and Mark Wilson are here. They couldn't be separated last week. We thought it went right to the wire and Mark Wilson won it by a single point, but a week-long stewards inquiry has found that he mispronounced Jordan Kilpatrick. What did you... No, you called him Kilpatrick.
I called him Kilpatrick, Kilpatrick.
It's all over and we've had to do it again, so we're going to go for this famous... Where are we? Famous... winter break quiz trophy.
It's a belter, isn't it?
And we're just going to basically do it all over again. Winner takes all tonight. Are you both ready for it?
Yeah.
It will
born.
Take on a similar format to last night. Hopefully five rounds, but we'll see how we get on. And the highest score at the end wins. A few rounds from last week will remain the same, but we've mixed it up just a little bit to keep you on your toes. We've kept the good bits, we've mixed it up a bit. You can play along at home. Let us know your score by tweeting us at Clyde SSB. But first off, we do something similar every night, so let's play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Okay, a bit like last week, we're going to kick off with Beat the Pundit Extra. It's a bit like the 5K minute meets Beat the Pundit. So I've got 10 questions on Scottish football, but unlike normal, you're going to have 60 seconds because you need to get through all 10. If you pass and we've got time, we can come back.
Oh, good.
And once we accept your first answer, we have to. That's you done. So we're going to decide who goes first in normal fashion, flipping the coin. Heads, Mark will go first.
Okay.
Tails, Gordon will go first. And it is tails. Gordon DL.
I'll have question B. B.
It's the same questions.
Oh, is it?
Are you unfamiliar?
Maybe
with
a wee
content?
Mix up.
Good start. Let's see how
right.
We get on. So,
hey,
we'll give Mark Wilson some music in his ears. You will have to take your headphones off, I believe, and listen to me. Are you happy with that?
Don't lip read.
It's okay, I'll hide.
Maybe you can read my lips.
Well, he's either going to read the lips of the questions or the answers. What would you prefer?
Right. I can't lip read.
Oh, how do you know we were talking about that?
Anyway,
blindfold.
Are you ready, Gordon right. DL? This is your chance to lay down a marker nice and early. That's it. You cover your mouth. You take
right.
it nice and serious. You look even more ridiculous than you already do. Are you ready? You're 60 seconds.
Can he be sticking the fingers up to me?
Your 60 seconds starts now. Mark, you can put them off. In what city will Scotland play the opening game of the Euros?
Munich.
Who did Rangers sign James Tavernier from?
Wigan.
Who scored the 12th goal in the famous 6-all between Motherwell and Hibs?
Oh, pass, can't remember his name.
In what decade did Celtic first do the huddle?
20s.
Who won Scottish League One last season?
Stirling Albion.
Which Scottish team is known as the Toonsers?
Peterhead.
Who played in goal for Scotland at World Cup 98?
98? McGregor.
Which Scottish team did Paul Pogba's brother play for?
St Mirren.
Where did Andy Halliday start his playing career?
Livingston.
And which Ayrshire junior team won the best Scottish pies at the weekend?
Junior team? Darvel.
There we go, you've answered them all. So I think that's us. We might as well just wrap it there. We don't need to go back
ten
to any.
That's a 10, isn't it?
You could have passed and gone back if you'd wanted.
I'll go back to the huddle one then.
No, because you didn't pass. You said it, so.
Wait, what's happening here?
Nothing.
No. I can hear music.
Okay.
What's going on there?
What is wrong with you? We're fine.
Because that sounded like he was telling you to ask another question.
He wrapped it up. He'd done it well within the time, believe it or not. That's the surprise.
Did he?
Well, I did say he got them right, but he answered them within the time.
I'd rather you do the show like that from now on. So we can't see you.
Right, see, without giving too much away on the scores, I think your best tactic here is going to be to put him off, right? I don't mean to scare you.
Oh, is it no good?
Well, I don't want to spoil it, but just I think... I think you need a few Snickers here.
Don't
right?
touch me. You brought the banana last week and I didn't go down.
You are okay, let me check the rules. You are allowed gentle touching, but nothing more.
All oh, right.
That's above the waist only, please.
Okay. Are you ready?
I know
Mark?
What you're like. Yes.
Your time starts now. In what city will Scotland play the opening game of the Euros?
Nick, don't get away from me.
Who did Rangers sign James Tavernier from?
Wigan. I get a fight there.
Who scored the 12th goal in the famous 6-all between Motherwell and Hibs?
Oh, Jukovic.
I knew that.
What decade did Celtic first do the huddle?
Oh, you know that one. The 90s.
Who won Scottish League One last season?
Oh, Airdrie.
Which Scottish team is known as the Toonsers?
Peterhead.
Who played in goal for Scotland at the World Cup 98?
Jim Leighton.
Which Scottish team did Paul Pogba's brother play for?
Partick Thistle.
Where did Andy Halliday start his playing career?
Livingston.
And which Ayrshire junior team won best Scottish pies this week?
Oh,
I know who it is.
Okay, let Talbot.
No, you've had your chance.
Go Beef. What are you doing?
Beef.
Why did you just do that?
Beef. I know the answer.
But you didn't get that right, and now you've given him the right answer.
No, you can only take
Beef. Put me down for Beef, mate.
Do you know I forgot about that?
That might be the stupidest thing I've ever seen in a quiz.
That is Beef.
But you didn't get that right.
But I meant to say Beef.
And then you gave it to him.
What did he say?
I said Darvel.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. How did you get Beef then?
Because I just remembered it was Beef.
Even by your standards, that is inexplicable.
I want it to be tight. I want it to be close.
Oh, believe me, it's not going to be close.
Did I have a poor round there?
Oh my word, yeah. What have I just seen?
We'll have Beef.
Right, let's go through the answers.
It's Beef.
What did you say anything before Beef?
Yes, he said Dock and Leck. Dock and Leck, get John and
anyway,
Chrissy and whoever.
Scotland will play in Munich. You both got it. James Tavernier signed from Wigan. Both got it.
Doing all right.
Good start. This is the turning point. Lukas Jukovic scored the 12th goal.
I remember that.
Mark goes in front.
Why did you not give me that?
The decade in which Celtic first did the huddle, Gordon Dale said
the 20s. The 20s.
And Mark said the 90s. 70 years apart. It was the 90s.
Tony Mowbray
started it in the 90s.
Hold on, so, I've went 2015, 2002.
Because you're making even less sense than normal. Mark's two up. League One last season, he said Stirling Albion. That was last week when I asked you about League Two, remember? I'm quite predictable. I just upped it one league. It was Dunfermline.
So it was.
None of you got it. You both said Peterhead, but the Toonsers are Cove Rangers.
Are they really? When I got that.
Mark's up by two. I don't know who's worse here. In fact, you got it right. It was Jim Leighton. He said Alan McGregor. World Cup 1998. When Alan McGregor was probably at school.
Yeah. Well, he was practicing.
It was Jim Leighton. Which Scottish team did Paul Pogba's brother play for? He wears the badge.
Yes.
Celtic.
I learned my Thistle history before Celtic I took the job.
Celtic and Partick Thistle questions he gets.
Yeah.
Andy Halliday started at Livy. You eventually got one right.
Did you get that?
And no, he didn't.
I did.
Oh, you got Livy. Sorry, you did. And the least surprising answer of the night, as revealed by Gordon Biel, not for his own benefit, but for Mark Wilson's, curiously, Beef won the best pies.
But hold on, I think he said Dock and Leck.
7-3.
No, 6-3. He said Dock and Leck.
I don't think he did.
I think I heard Dock and Leck. Tell the truth.
No, I said Beef.
No, I gave
you. Going to do me
Beef
a favour, because we will be short on time. I can't be bothered playing it back. Did you see Dock and Leck before Beef?
Yes. There you go.
It's still 7-3, though.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Round one.
It's not 6-3.
It's not.
You said 7-3 with Beef.
Nope.
Yes, you did count them.
It's not any anyway,
with the quiz master,
you're
Gordon.
You're miles behind. However, this is where you came into your own last week. We've got the chance for you to redeem yourself. We're going to test your musical knowledge. Singing and dancing along is encouraged, but not too much. We've got 10 songs.
Dramatic
music.
Super scoreboard team tune. Yes. Super scoreboard team tune.
Clyde one. Symbols.
What's going on
in there? Somebody's having a field day and they're
amateur hour. I've no idea what's happening. It's like elevator music.
I take it that's the intro.
I think so. Right. Now, okay. I'm glad we got there. Wow.
Right.
We're going to test your music knowledge. You get 10 songs that are football related, though. So they've been like taken by a fan base and turned into a song on the terraces. Right. It's like beat the intro. So you need to give me, and I'm going to be, I want to be clearer about this week. Turned into a bit of a farce last week. You need to give me the song and the artist.
Right.
And you're just going to shout over each other. I don't care if you get the song title first and then you know the artist.
No, if somebody comes in first, you've got to give them an opportunity to finish.
You need to deliver both quicker than the other one does. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Okay. I'll give you, I'll be fair.
You were good at this last week.
If you get the title, I'll give you a second and go, give me the artist. And if you can't, right, okay. Very quick though, very quick. And you can jump in after a minute. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Okay. This was quite good last week. I enjoyed, Gordon, your very surprising music knowledge, your dance moves and your singing, not so much. So let's go for song number one.
Paper Roses. Mary Osmond. Mary Osmond. Mary Osmond. Mary Osmond.
Is that right? That was one bar.
Realize the way your eyes deceive me. Got yourself, Dazzler.
That was so good.
Oh, that's it. I've got that in my gym list.
Is that in your gym playlist? Nice upbeat one to get you fired up for.
Oh, did I get it right?
Of course you did.
Right.
I can't compete with that.
One bar.
That's
of the
a
music.
Bam. I'm in before a chip.
Shazam. We cleared this up last week.
Okay. Go next
one. Sensational from you. I am delighted about that. Well done. Right. Okay. Let's go for.
Who was it? At Songa?
Mary Osmond.
Mary Osmond, commander.
One of
the Osmonds. She's famous.
One of the Osmonds.
The Donny. Only Donny.
Only Donny.
Okay, song number two.
Black Keys. Seven Nation Army. The Stripes. The Stripes.
Black Stripes.
The White Stripes.
White Stripes. Seven Nation Army.
He's done you again.
Does he have, you know that?
Does he have Shazam open on that phone?
How did you know that song?
Oh, go on then, Dazzler. Right.
I'm having this.
How did you know that?
Oh, go on, frightening. Right.
I'm suspicious of this. Because the first one's.
I've never heard that song in your
life. Oh, I did. I've heard that.
The first one's right up his street, but I'm. Somebody's
suspicious. Right.
Okay, fine.
Keep your eye.
2-0, Gordon DL.
Oh, here, take
song
my bloody
number
phone.
Three. Give them a chance.
Everybody, we want you.
Yeah, we'll need it again. Is that it?
I thought we were giving you more than that.
Live it up. Everybody, live it up, live it up.
Who changed not what live it sounds up? Like, but you're kind of right.
Live it up.
Na na na, baby, give it up.
Give it up. Da da da
da da. You're gonna pop me in the eye with that pen.
Who sings that? Who sings that? Da 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 da. Crazy. Mental is anything.
Mental is anything.
Is it?
He's right.
Yeah.
No way.
Yes. Live it up. By mental is anything.
Get out of here. Yes. There is no way you would know that.
Oh, give it up. Babe, that's my era. On the dance line, you dancing, darling. I give up. Give it up. Get the handbag done.
I mean, I do. The thing that's making me suspicious is he was definitely singing the wrong song there.
Until I started singing.
He was, live it up. Give it up.
Okay.
Three in a row. That's amazing.
Yeah, he's pulling
it back.
That's
amazing.
He's pulling it back. Okay. Right, let's go. Song number four.
Now we're
Twist
talking.
And Shout, The Beatles.
Beatles.
Yes, I'm back.
I should have got that.
Yes, in your face, Dazza.
I'm shaking on baby now.
Yes. Yeah, I like that.
That was at my own personal request, that one.
Thank you, Gordon. See, we're on the same wavelength. Whoever's in that production suite in there is obviously in his wavelength.
Yeah.
With the Osmonds.
Yeah, okay. You've pulled one back.
You've got cramp now.
You've pulled one back. Right, you ready? Song number five.
Yeah. Chelsea Dagger. Kaiser Chiefs.
No. Wrong artist.
Oh, no! Franz Ferdinand.
Still wrong. I mean, exact right era and genre, but you need to give the right one.
Go on.
I need you to say both the title and the artist here.
When did you say that title was?
We know the song. Please don't sing it any further, but hurry up.
Chelsea. Is that Chelsea Dagger?
Yes, but I just need the right
Kings
artist.
Of Leon. No, the Killers.
You've now named every similar band from that exact era. Apart from the right one.
Razorlight.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know this one.
Right, are we giving up? Five, four, three, two, one. You're going to kick yourself, Mark Wilson. Can you hear? Listen carefully. You hear everyone in the country shouting at the radio. The Fratellis.
Oh, no!
I don't know who they are.
Oh, what an idiot.
Okay. Right. Song number six.
He didn't get in for it. Everybody wants the Sunshine Kid. Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Live it up. Close. Give it up. Give it up, Casey and the Sunshine.
Point to Mark
Wilson.
Yes! I got the band.
I did say you need to deliver them both.
Yeah, listen,
what was the song?
Live it up. Give it up, sorry.
Give
Casey
it up.
And the Sunshine
na,
Band.
Na, 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 na.
I got the
baby,
band.
Give it up.
Give it up. Yeah. I got the band.
No, I'm sorry. That's a Mark Wilson point.
Thank you.
I made it clear. Okay, song number seven.
Love is in the air, John Paul Young.
Oh, the Dazzler, that's right. That is right up his street.
Love is in the air, and the Dazzler walks in. Love is in the air,
and the Dazzler walks around.
Oh,
bet.
Oh, yes, the Dazzler.
The Dundee United song as well.
Yeah, that's why we put it in there. Aye. Yeah, yep.
Oh, that's my. That's the sort of music we're looking for. Never mind this Fratellis.
Okay, song number eight.
Oh, Bits and Pieces, GBX.
I'll accept GBX.
Aye, aye.
No, no. GBX didn't make that song.
I know, but it has on my sheet. We'll accept it. That was the GBX.
Oh, you're just making, nah, you're making the rules up. Who actually sang the original?
There's various versions of that. GBX is getting
GBX,
there.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Nah, I'm not buying
it. Yeah. Mark Wilson point. Okay.
Get back to the old one.
Song number nine.
Olaf. No, it's not. I was going to say
Chaz and Dave.
Aye, aye.
Oh, stays cold, rock and roll over the world. Yes! Asherina! Oh, what an answer.
I thought it was only four.
Mark Wilson's nearly taken the widescreen TV off the wall.
Getting a bit overexcited.
I can't even remember the score. Someone will need to tell me. I'm ashamed to say, right? Not ashamed, but out of all these, this is 4-4 in this round, by the way.
I should have got
this. This is to win the round. I think out of them all, I think I would get this straight away. Not to put pressure on you, because I'm hopeless at this. But this will separate you two. You need to be impressive to know this one. Song 10, go. Look at the confused Ronan look in their faces.
No.
Ronan Keating.
Oasis.
No.
So
Damien
Rice
or something?
We need more. We need
more. Okay, we could do clues. Right, play the song out if we can, or have we only got the intro?
The Verve.
No, football related, remember.
Oh, please don't come home, Delamitri. Please don't come home too soon, Delamitri.
He's done it.
Thanking you.
He's done it. It is the World Cup song from France 98. Just think, if you ever
he knew the goalkeeper in 98.
Yes.
Colin Hendry doing keepy uppies at Prestwick Airport. In grey joggies. That's what you need.
What a victory for Wilson.
5-4 to Mark.
Snatched from the jaws of defeat.
That's
there.
That's your round as well. He's done you at your own game.
Yes.
He has done you at your own
that.
Game.
There are a couple of bad ones in there. I'm not accepting GBX. I'm not accepting that. I don't care.
Move
that's
on.
Not where you lost it.
He's not the artist.
Right, here's what you can do. Obviously, don't just open a new tab. Keep us open on YouTube. Check out Delamitri. Don't come home too soon on YouTube. If you've never seen it, during this break, we'll be back with the next round, and it is a cracker next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Hear it. Watch it. Search the YouTube stream now.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line.
Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Big winter break quiz. It is as chaotic as usual. I apologise for the show stooping to new depths, but it keeps some of you entertained somehow. And it's time for round three. What's Gordon Dalziel is trailing Mark Wilson. This is where we get a bit creative. Last week, we parodied Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Tonight, it's time for me to become Bradley Walsh, as this week on the big winter break quiz part two, let's play the chase.
Oh, I love it. Oh,
you like that?
I like this.
Do we have to pay for that music?
I know, I'm a bit worried about that.
Yeah. For legal reasons, it just put a different spin on the end.
It's called the Chases.
See, Van walks in that door. Chases. I'm telling you now, I'm up dancing with
it. This round is
Big Anne Hegarty.
Big Anne, get out of there.
To Don't Come Home Too Soon by Delamitri.
Yeah.
This round is based on the game show, of course. We have a chaser who will start on -2 and you two will start on 0. If you can get to 5 before the chaser catches you, you will get 5 points, but first we need a chaser. So let's welcome the Anorak into the live.
Oh, this is your big mate.
The heat.
Well,
the heat,
son. I thought you would have a different nickname for him, but Roger Hanna, the Anorak, has joined him. Are you happy with that nickname? Do you want to change it? Because it's
He's got to go the heat.
That is fine. You can change it.
Happy with the Hanorak.
By the way,
Hanorak.
I like it.
That's why he's here. I just need to check. You get all my texts for the music round, Mark. Say it's going. Everything.
You're right. You're right.
By the way, checked his phone.
All over the world.
Checked his phone, Roger. Good to see you.
Hello, man.
Hi.
The Hanorak.
Get more nervous when he's about it.
Right. So I don't know if you.
By the way, Shiva, do you? You are getting ridiculed, big guy. I'll tell you now. You're not catching me with that. You're not catching me with that belly.
Do Mark and Gordon not get a fancy chalk pad to write their answers down, chalkboard, or is it just Roger Hanna that gets it?
Is this multiple choice?
Of course.
When I give you the answers, do I need to put my hand up like that, Gordon?
You're going to have to cover up whatever you're writing.
So, by the way, you'll date in for money now, won't you?
He put his hand up, Mark. He still sees his nose beyond his last finger.
Hey, you'll date in for money now. Look at the size of you, baby chaser. Look at that. You're a disgrace. Are you okay there?
Anyway, Mark Wilson.
That chair will go soon.
You are in the lead, Mark, so you will go first. You know how it works. Roger starts on -2.
I don't know why he has a go at Roger so much. Listen, I can't believe you take
this
that.
Is important. Yes. Roger starts on -2. Okay. You start on 0. You'll both be given the same question with multiple choice answers. You need to get the right option to win a point, and you need to reach 5
okay.
before Roger Hanna wins. You understand?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
What's he doing when this is going on?
Just trying to put you off, I guess.
All right.
Nah, I'll help you.
So, Mark, I don't know, you're going to need to write these down and, or just say them out loud at the same time as Roger chaser. Hanna shows me the question.
Okay.
1. Who scored Scotland's first goal of Euro 96? Was it A, Ali McCoist? Was it B, Colin Hendry? Or was it C, Gary McAllister? If you could lock in your answers, please. This is where I need to be honest.
Mark, we need an answer.
I don't watch the chase.
So, what?
Nah, don't you don't watch it. I'm not really that familiar. So, okay. Let's see, Roger Hanna, if you could hold your answers up to the camera, please. Roger's will be easier to see. He's gone for Ali McCoist.
No, he scored the second against Switzerland.
I should have done it in a different order. Let's see, Mark Wilson, you've also gone Ali McCoist. The answer is Ali McCoist.
Yes.
I scored the first as well.
And a 1-0 win?
Yeah.
Against Switzerland. Yeah,
it's not the second.
I was at the game.
That's the first. That makes it the first, doesn't it?
That was actually the game at Aston Villa, wasn't it?
You also said you were at Scotland Andorra last week.
Yeah, which never took place.
Yeah, but I wasn't.
Okay, so Mark stays 2 in front. Second question. Who has won the third most Scottish Cups? Is it A, Aberdeen? Is it B, Third Lanark? Or is it C, Queen's Park?
You know this one.
The third most Scottish.
We need an answer. He's running out of time. Too late.
There's a timer there. You can hear it. He doesn't need you to tell him.
He's not finished.
That's the whole point.
Bradley.
Okay.
See if you're real Bradley. You've got him.
Hold it up, Mark Wilson. Mark Wilson has put third Lanark.
Queen's Park.
Roger Hanna has gone Queen's Park.
Going Lanark.
I can tell you. The answer is Queen's Park.
Yeah!
The Hanarak moves within one. Squeaky bum time for Mark Wilson.
The chaser's after me.
If you get this and he doesn't, is he bumped?
Yes. That's him. He can be caught on this question. Question three. What club was James McFadden at when he scored his worldie against France?
Was it A,
Motherwell, B, Birmingham, or C, Everton?
You got to go. No, that's too obvious. Okay. He's got you. You're out.
Okay, lock your answers in, please.
He's right now. Look at the
Mark Wilson, what have you put?
I've went
C, Everton.
Everton.
The chaser, the Hanarak, has also put C, Everton. The answer is Everton.
Yes.
What are you, two from home?
Two from home.
The lingo.
Still alive.
Is that the right phrase?
Yes.
And is it two? I can't even keep up.
Aye. Anyway. Is it two? Come on, Roger. I thought you were good at this.
Next question. What club is currently bottom of the Scottish Lowland League?
Is it A,
Edinburgh University? Is it B, Gretna? Or is it C, East Stirlingshire?
I'll give you a clue. I've been married there three times. He's met me as well. Yes.
We locked the answers in?
Yes.
Okay, Mark Wilson, hold it up. Mark Wilson has gone B, Gretna. This could be crucial.
You're out.
The Hanarak only needs one to catch you. He's gone A, Edinburgh University.
He will know it.
And I can tell you the answer is A, Edinburgh University. The chaser has got you, Mark Wilson. How does it feel to be Hanaracked?
Listen, it's expected.
It's happened to bigger men than you.
Exactly.
That's the way you look
at it. It's going to happen to a bigger man than me just now.
I'm going to take the top offer. Right?
Well, yeah, see, that's the
can
thing.
I take the top offer?
It's only loosely based. We don't have any cash incentive.
No, double points. I'll go closer.
You would take the minus just to get back. That's the kind of guy you are.
Let's stop the nonsense. A, B, or C, and we'll get through this quite quickly. Mm-hmm. You're getting too excited.
Listen,
right, Gordon, come
I've already given you the White Stripes and Seven Nation Army. There's not as much as I'm going to give you.
I knew it!
Do you believe that?
I do know it.
I think somebody was asking.
There's no way you would have known that.
How can I get my phone's lying?
I saw you looking at a bit of paper. I want to play this back on the YouTube. I didn't want to bring it up, right? I didn't want to bring the quiz into disrepute.
You're not kidding, are you?
I'm kidding you.
Billy Mack tweeted straight away to say Gordon's 100% at the Buster Keating, he said.
Just in this quiz.
Come on.
Couldn't possibly
comment.
I need
to go.
Ask the guy who walked into his front door on Tuesday. Ask what he walked in on. Anyway, right, okay.
Come on, Hanarak, let's see what you've got.
Are you ready? Question number one. Same format as before. Who's got more goals for Scotland out of A, Joe Jordan, B, Kenny Miller, or C, James McFadden? Lock them in, please, remember. Roger Starks.
You'll definitely know that.
Sure, all day long.
You'll be caught in two here. Okay. Caught in two.
Gordon DL, could you hold up your answer, please, to the camera?
Joe Jordan.
A, Joe Jordan. The chaser, the Hanarak. Roger Hanna has put B, Kenny Miller. I can tell you the answer is B, Kenny Miller. He moves within one already. And you're still five from home.
Yes. By the way,
I've been a long way from contestant that gives it the big game and it has put it instantly. Look at that.
Calm yourself. We've still got 20 minutes to go.
Question number two. Arbroath hold the record win in Scotland over Bonacord back in 1885. It was on actually played, not many people know this, on Hugh Keevan's 10th birthday. Mm-hmm. What was the score? Is it A, 12-0?
No.
B, 18-0?
No.
Or C, 36-0?
I've got this.
Lock your answers in.
All day long. Oh, hold on.
Okay, Gordon DL has gone C, 36-0. The chaser, the Hanarak, has also put 36-0. I can tell you, it is C.
Come on, I can see the door.
There's one behind. You're four from home, Gordon DL.
I can see the door. I can see Mary standing there waving at me.
To go.
Come home.
Question three.
Come home, the Dazzler.
Wow, there's a phrase I never wanted to hear on the show. Right. How many times have Rangers won the Scottish Cup?
No,
is it A, 17? Is it B, 29? Or is it C, 34?
Oh, that's an easy one, eh? That's easy. He'll know that.
He looks worried.
He's printing that every year.
He looks worried. How many times have Rangers won the Scottish Cup? Gordon Diel shows your answer.
I went C.
He's gone C, 34. Roger Hanna has also put C, 34. The Hanarak, the chaser, it is C, 34.
Is he nearly home?
He's three from home.
No, I must be in the door. I must be the path.
Am I right?
I'm opening the gate.
Who's keeping count?
I've got a big
driveway. I'm hoping someone's going to tell me in my ear because I've lost count. You're three from home. Roger stays one behind.
Right.
You ever thought about Roger Hanna literally breathing down your neck?
Yeah.
It's a scary thought, isn't it?
I've never had that before.
Good.
Roger behind me.
I think that's for the best. And please never say that again. Question number four. Who scored for Scotland against Sweden in the 1990 World Cup? Was it A, Stuart McCall, B, Ali McCoist, or C, John Collins? Lock your answers in. Go.
Yeah.
Happy with that, mate?
Are you helping him?
No.
That defeats the purpose.
No, I'm not helping him.
Anyway, okay, show us your answer.
A, Stuart McCall.
A, Stuart McCall. The chaser has also put Stuart McCall. It is A. He's two from home.
I must be a shooter here.
From one behind. This is getting tense. I'm starting to sweat.
Are you nervous, big guy?
Goodness knows.
Yeah.
See if you get one wrong, do you go back one?
I've no idea.
Well, you will be in my game.
Okay. Next question. Who's conceded more in the SPFL this season? Is it A, Stenhouse Muir? Is it B, Queen's Park? Or is it C, Motherwell? Go.
Oh. I don't know who I'd go for there. That's a hard one. You've went early.
I'm in form. I'm not going to be here tonight.
What makes you so confident?
Because I know I've studied the table.
Okay, we'll see. Right, Gordon Dale, shows your answer. You've gone C, Motherwell.
Yeah.
So's Roger Hanna. I can tell you, it's B, Queen's Park.
Roger. Get your act together.
Did I get down one as well?
Twice.
What does that mean? Just stay where we are.
Yeah,
I told you I don't watch this show.
You need to chase them down.
Two more to go.
Two from home. Roger Hanna's one behind. Okay. Next question. Who scored the winner for Rangers in the 2003 Tennent's Scottish Cup final? Was it A, Lorenzo Amoruso? Was it B, Rod Wallace? Or was it C, Barry Ferguson? Go. Lock those answers in. Okay.
Where'd you go, big
Gordon
guy?
Diel, hold up your answer, please. What have you gone for? Roger Hanna's gone B, Rod Wallace. Yeah. The chaser has gone A, Lorenzo Amoruso.
He'll know this.
Just ask fans of Roger Hanna.
Fans of Dundee.
And fans of Dundee.
And Jim Duffy.
Jim Duffy's on tomorrow. It's Lorenzo Amoruso. You've been Rogered, Hannahed, Hannahed. You better not dwell on that too long.
Excellent.
He's done you.
I was at the door. I was at the key in the lock.
And there we go. As entertaining as that was, it's not done anything for the quiz, really, because both of you stay as you were.
So. I'd be sure I get down the ladder quicker.
That's not really the way it works.
I get the bonus points.
No. That was good. It was always going to be difficult to beat the chaser here.
That round was worth 5 points.
I must get three.
I think we could give you two for closer than Mark Wilson.
I agree.
Fair?
Yeah, fair.
Well, I'm not going to have much say in it. I'm just a contestant here.
Exactly.
Fair.
So thank you very much to the Hanarak. You performed your
role
diligently.
You can insult him more.
You can go and do whatever it is. I don't know why you're here.
Take my wee blackboard with me.
Yeah, that's yours. Well done. Thanks.
Well done. Good
Thanks,
luck.
Thanks, Roger. Thanks, Hanarak.
Keep your phone on, Daz.
Cheers.
Round of applause for the Hanarak.
Well done, big guy.
That was great, Roger.
You paid him £50 for that. I feel shortchanged.
Should have dressed before you come in.
I feel shortchanged, quite frankly. But anyway, there we are. So you were trailing.
He's away there, proud as punch.
Oh, he's delighted, isn't he?
Oh, I'm on the phone. Did you listen? Did you watch me?
He'll have his CV into Bradley
honestly,
Walsh.
He is the nearest thing to Anne Hegarty ever. And you stick a wee bit of hair on him. He's not too far off. You'd be calling him the chaser, Anne.
Anyway, there we go. So, Gordon Dalziel, you have pulled two back. We'll collate the scores. We'll head into the final rounds next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Listen and watch. Check the Twitter feed at Clyde SSB. Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Welcome back to the Big Winter Break Quiz Part 2. Mark Wilson leads Gordon Dalziel by 3 with 2 rounds to go. It is anybody's game. We're on to round 4 and it's time for another round of the quiz show that Gordon Dalziel loves.
This is the second time you're Bradley Walsh.
So it's
he's everywhere, Bradley.
Oh, yes.
Get the Gladiators.
He's Bradley now.
Last week, Gladiators was good, wasn't
amazing.
It? I got right into it.
Amazing.
Mrs. Duncan was a sceptic and was complaining, didn't want to watch it, but then she's on the edge of the couch giving it another one, bites the dust. Honestly.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it, mate. I'm busy.
You missed out.
I'm busy locking my doors at night.
Yeah, he spends his Saturday nights entirely differently to you and I,
exactly,
Mark Wilson.
Yeah.
You've got to bear that in mind. Okay.
And it's blanket.
It is 1 point available for everyone you get right. We need a performance from you. You're 3 behind.
No, I'm a bit worried with this.
Okay, round. So I'm going to read out a list. You'll get the gist of it, the category. You need to fill in the blank. Question one: Scottish Premiership top scorers. Oddson Edward, blank. Georgios Giakoumakis, Kyogo. Scottish Premiership top scorers in order: Oddson Edward, blank. Georgios Giakoumakis, Kyogo. So it's by season, obviously.
Right, okay.
Not any tense music for this round, no. We just freestyle.
Hide your work. I don't want to see your work.
Okay.
Well, we just do them at the end for a bit of suspense.
No, no, I do them now.
Question number two: Motherwell managers.
Oh no.
Stephen Robinson.
Yeah.
Blank. Stevie Hamill. Stuart Kettlewell. Motherwell manager Stephen Robinson, blank. Stevie Hamill, Stuart Kettlewell.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Bit of speed here if
yep.
we can.
Ready? Yep. Move on. Yeah.
Oh, tough this. Number three: losing World Cup finalists.
Yes.
Oh,
now we find better.
The
music.
The Netherlands, Argentina, blank, France. So losing World Cup finalists. The Netherlands.
Log it in.
Argentina. Blank.
I'm good at blankety
France.
Blank. You're struggling.
You get that one. I'm struggling at that one.
When the moon hits your eyes like a big pizza pie. That's my.
Is that your clue? From
yeah.
Okay.
What country is that for? Right, go.
Oh my goodness.
No.
I actually can't even understand what he's trying to do here. I don't know if he does think it's that country or if he doesn't. And he's I'm all over the place. Okay. Question four: most Scottish top flight league titles. Rangers, Celtic, blank, Hearts, Hibs. Most Scottish top flight league titles: Rangers, Celtic, blank, Hearts, Hibs.
Can it be Aberdeen? No chance.
What?
I'm going Aberdeen. I'm not caring. I'll lock that in.
You know you're playing against me.
Why are you
telling
me the answer
again? Yeah, but you've only got one. It's one or the other.
How is it Queen's Park?
Queen's
the
Park?
Third most Scottish cups.
Oh, I forgot about them.
Change it. Third Lanark.
Hurry up and change it. Right, anyway. Question five: Scotland captains at major tournaments. Scotland men's captains at major tournaments. Let's go Roy Aitken, Richard Gough, blank.
Oh yeah.
Colin Hendry, Andy Robertson.
Yeah, got it.
Scotland men's captains at major tournaments.
Here he comes.
Roy
Aitken, up on the outside.
Richard Gough.
Oh, you're struggling with that one.
Blank.
Quite easy.
Colin Hendry, Andy Robertson. Really hard to repeat the question when you're shouting out.
I might not have this right now.
Oh, it's a roller coaster even watching you.
I know, but I went too early.
Imagine being him. See,
I feel that I've went in too early.
Well, question number six: Scotland's men's team wins. Spain, Norway, blank, Cyprus. That should be easy.
Oh, this is hard.
Oh,
come on.
I'm having a nightmare here.
Scotland's men's team wins.
Yeah.
Spain, then Norway, then blank, then Cyprus. Come on. How hard is that? Not very.
I forgot.
Oh.
I forgot.
See, I seem to think I've got the answer and then I realise I don't.
No, that's certainly not right.
I'm detecting that from you.
Right, okay, but I'll take my chances here.
That's not hard. I'm sorry, but anyway. Yeah. Question number seven. Chris Boyd's clubs. Christopher from Ayrshire, as we call them on here. Kilmarnock.
Yeah.
Rangers.
Yeah.
Blank.
I got that.
Nottingham Forest.
Oh, no, I've not got that. No, I can't, because he went to Portland Timbers after Forest.
Stop telling people the answers.
Is that the answer?
I'm not. Stop telling people.
Could you repeat that question just for a second?
Chris Boyd's clubs, Kilmarnock, Rangers, blank, Nottingham Forest.
Aye, it is Portland Timbers.
Okay. Question 8.
Oh, look at him.
Question 8. In order, Scottish Cup winners. Celtic, Celtic, blank, Rangers, Celtic.
Yeah. No, wasn't it?
Didn't say when it was, but
Celtic, blank.
Scottish Cup winners, Celtic, Celtic, blank, Rangers, Celtic.
Right, okay. Oh, I'm nervous.
Aye.
Okay, question 9. We need to get through these.
Okay.
Scott McDonald's clubs.
Oh, you'll get this.
Motherwell.
Yeah.
Blank. Partick Thistle. Western United. See? Which bit of his career is it? Motherwell. Blank.
I've got that, mate.
Partick Thistle. Western United.
I looked up his Wikipedia before I come on. I nearly got that wrong, didn't I?
Easy for you to say.
Right.
Okay. And finally, number 10, English Premier League winning teams. Leicester City, blank, Liverpool, Manchester City. English Premier League winning teams, Leicester City, blank, Liverpool, Manchester City. Lock them in, please, in 5,
okay,
4, 3, 2, 1. Did he even do that in blankety blank? I've just made that bit up.
I think I've got the Paul McDonald one wrong.
Paul McDonald, he's a Partick Thistle assistant manager.
It's Paul McDonald.
Could you read that one just out quickly?
No, it's just Scott
McDonald. Scott McDonald, just quickly.
Motherwell blank, Partick Thistle, Western United. I'm not doing that again. That was not part. You don't see Bradley Walsh randomly going over old answers.
No, you didn't hear it first time round. That's
going with something really silly.
Right, you ready to go through these?
Yeah, okay, go.
We play some tense music, maybe a bit of tension for you.
Oh, that's a great shout.
I guess not. No,
yes. He's looking at my answers.
I wish I could swap papers with you.
Oh, I've had a nightmare.
No, I look sorry.
Question number 1: Scottish Premiership top scorers: Odson Edward, Regan Charles Cook, Georgios Giakoumakis and Kyogo. Who did you go for?
I went Higden.
Michael Higden.
I was way out.
I went Morelos.
Nope. There we go. Regan Charles Cook. None of you got it. Mark Wilson stays 3 in front overall in the quiz. Motherwell managers: Stephen Robinson, Graham Alexander.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Okay. Well done. Both got it. Mark stays in front. Number 3: losing World Cup finalists: the Netherlands, Argentina, Croatia.
Oh, so it was.
And France.
I put Spain.
I put Portugal.
So just to clarify, you put Spain and then you started singing "That's Amore" because you thought that was a Spanish song.
No, I was trying to put Amore.
Are you sure?
You did distract me.
There we go. So Mark still leads by 3. This is poor from you, Gordon DL.
Come on.
Most top flight league titles in Scotland: Rangers, Celtic, Aberdeen, Hearts.
Yes.
Aberdeen. What did you put?
I was too easy.
What did you put?
Dundee United.
Wasn't that easy?
It wasn't that easy. Mark Wilson stretching off into the distance, like Daniel Kuzan did to him.
Hey,
question 5: Scotland captains at major tournament for the men: Roy Aitken, Richard Goff, Gary McAllister, Colin Hendry, and Andy Robertson.
Oh, I've had a nightmare there. What did you went Jim Leighton.
Did you get none right in this round?
No, I've got Alexander right.
Who did you put there?
Morris Malpa.
I love Morris Malpass. He was so my coach, bad, but so I had no time.
Right, okay. Do you tell me another captain Scotland?
Quickly. Scotland men's team wins easy. Spain, Norway, Georgia.
Georgia.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's not Georgia. Enough for you, Gordon. You're still trailed by a mile. Right, Chris Boyd's clubs: Kilmarnock, Rangers,
Middlesbrough,
and Nottingham Forest. He did. Gordon Strachan signed every Scotsman apart from Mark Wilson.
He did try to sign me. Where's that trophy? Can I parade it just now?
Scottish Cup winners: Celtic, Celtic, St Johnston, Rangers, Celtic.
No, that should have been easy. Put Inverness.
Nah, okay, still five ahead anyway. Scott McDonald went from Motherwell to Dundee United.
I'll put Sheffield United. I thought you maybe fancy a wee spell down south.
You're terrible at this. Awful. You've lost anyway. English Premier League winning teams: Leicester, Chelsea, Liverpool, Man City.
Chelsea. It's an absolute battering.
I thought Man City won it again.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Are you willing to go
six?
Win or bust on this countdown conundrum?
What do you mean win or bust?
If he gets it first, he takes it all.
Yeah.
Right, very quickly, right? At the end of each show count, I don't even know how long we've got left. They put up an anagram. You have to solve the word.
Where is it?
That it's from. We've stolen the idea. I'm going to give you jumbled up letters, words. You need to guess a footballer on the Super Scoreboard conundrum. If you're playing at home, you might need a pen and paper. Are you ready?
Right.
Win or bust on this?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for the sake of this quiz,
you can write it down or you can look at the screen in front of you, you two. It's the first person to jump in with the right answer. The clue for the moment is a former player from the Scottish top flight. I might give you the club. The anagram to work out is Junior Vac.
Juranovic.
It's done you too easy.
Wilson
wins again.
Far too easy.
I couldn't see that. I've not got my glasses. Have a look at the size of that
ring. He's blaming the font.
I said it out loud anyway.
Oh, where's the trophy?
Here it is.
It's too far away.
And plus the fact the sheep's in my right in my eye line.
Hard lines. Well done to Mark Wilson, quiz champion. I don't even know how long we've got left of that music, but we are back tomorrow at 6 o'clock.